Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 35. Psalm 18. The Heavenly Way. As for God, His way is perfect. God's way is perfect, no matter in what it is revealed. Because of the curse it is not seen in the earth as it should be, yet in spite of the curse, where God in some measure has His way, we can see His perfection. Look at the flowers of the field. There we see the glory of God's life. Solomon in all his greatness was not arrayed like a lily of the field. God's way for us all is a perfect way. It is the best way, and when we accept it and submit to it, that is the best way for us. Sin came into the world and marred the perfect work of God. The gospel is designed to bring back to everyone who will receive it the perfection of God's way for man. To accept it in reality, to make it a living experience in our lives, bridges over the gulf between us and God, sets up a living connection between earth and heaven, and makes it possible for the heavenly way for man to be brought into our earthly life in so large a measure that through us it can be revealed to others. Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven." That should be the prayer of every follower of Christ. The way God's will is done in heaven is revealed in. Bless the Lord, you His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto His word. If the Lord's word had always been hearkened to, there would never have been any departure from the right. It is because another word was hearkened to instead of the Lord's, that all the imperfection has come into the world. Much of the burden and of the suffering we have to bear might be avoided if we would but accept the heavenly way of living. Christ upon earth was the embodiment, the incarnation, of the heavenly way. He came to make it possible that the way could be revealed in us in our treatment of our fellow men, no matter who they might be, nor what their condition. He had compassion on those who were in distress, and it was this that led Him to die for the world. The same Spirit in anyone will reveal itself in the same way he will be touched with the woes of others, and like the Master will go about doing good. But it is said, "Oh, this is all well enough for Christ, He was the Son of God." Yes, but hear Him. "I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, He does the works." John 14 verse 10. We can take courage in this, that what Jesus did was in just such flesh as ours, and as God through Him wrought great things, so we can say, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." We are to take God's word as the guide and the power of life, regardless of fashion or what anyone may say or think. When God's way is revealed to us, it is our duty to accept it no matter what it involves. We are to obey, let the consequences be what they may. But you say, "This is an old-fashioned gospel, and is not in vogue much today." True, but it is just what God is calling upon everyone to accept. This does not mean that God is a hard master, insisting that we give up that which is for our good. No, but rather He asks us to abstain from the things that are death to us, and accept what will be life to us. It is the way of the transgressor that is hard, not God's way. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The way that God would have us take, we can find in His word. When it is found, by the grace of God follow it, for it will bring heaven to earth, and make life a success.